The way we're going to define the term professional writer for this course, and the way I recommend you keep defining it for yourself as you go forward in your writing career, is as follows. A professional writer is someone who publishes frequently, is read widely, and benefits from their work financially. Okay? So let's say that again. A professional writer publishes frequently, is read widely, and benefits from their work financially. Three parts to the thing. Frequent publishing, big audience, makes money. And with that definition in mind, I would like to show you a clip from a discussion between two writers, two very famous writers, and I just want to show that to you, and then you can ask what's going on here and how does that relate to professionalism in writing. Let's take a look.
Yes, there is something I want to ask you.
All right.
How the fuck do you write so many books so fast? I've had a really good 6 months. I've written 3 chapters, and you've finished 3 books in that time.
Here's the thing, okay? There are books and there are books. The way that I work, I try to get out there and I try to get 6 pages a day. So with a book like End of Watch, and I work every day, 3-4 hours, and I try to get those 6 pages and I try to get them fairly clean. So if the manuscript is, let's say, 360 pages long, that's basically 2 months' work. It's concentrated, but it's a fairly... But that's assuming that it goes well.
And you do hit 6 pages a day?
I usually do.
Now that's rather fascinating, isn't it? So the two people there are Stephen King and George R.R. Martin, two absolute legends in the writing world. Stephen King, dozens of horror novels, lots and lots of horror movies that you see actually turn out to be stories written by Stephen King. And George R.R. Martin, the creator of Game of Thrones. So to me, it's mind-boggling, absolutely crazy that George R.R. Martin, at the writing level where he is at, in terms of fame and success and money and all that stuff, that he does not have a publishing routine. He does not have a writing process. There's no consistent writing habit, okay? So when you think back to our definition, George R.R. Martin isn't a professional writer. And isn't that crazy that someone at that level, they could get there but not be a pro, okay? Because he sometimes has 6 months where he writes a chapter or two, and you're like, damn, how the hell did he get there, okay? So if you have just two components, or maybe even just one component of your writing, then that might still lead to worldly success, okay? On the outside, you might still be very successful. That stuff can happen, okay? It happens. But if you have all three of them, if you have all three components of being a professional writer, that's, to me at least, not just the hallmark of what a writer should be, of where the writing standard should live at, but it also usually means that it's only a matter of time until you get to be where you deserve to be, okay? If you publish frequently, if you manage to amass an audience that gets bigger and bigger, a loyal followership of readers, and if you manage to monetize your writing in a way that allows you to continue to write and do more of your frequent publishing, then it's only a matter of time until you get everything that you deserve and everything that you want out of writing. And that's why the professional writer, as we just defined it, is the gold standard of writing to me. So the big takeaway is that these three key parts are what make a professional writer. And at the same token, that just because someone is way up higher, way more ahead in their writing career than you, or way behind you, does not mean that they can't be a pro, okay? They might be super successful but not a pro, or they might be just starting out but already a pro. So that's a sort of different standard than what the world offers us, but I think it's actually the more correct standard and the much more important one to look at when you compare yourself to other writers or when you just try to find, you know, people who are trying to do the same thing. Okay, so going forward, this is what we'll focus on, the professional writer. That's our gold standard, and that's what we're trying to accomplish here, what we're trying to have you become in this course.